family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International with the White House Family, devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 3. As I shared with you the other day regarding the Treasury of David, this was Charles Haddon Spurgeon's life's work, and it took him years to complete, of course. And I'll give you more information about that later. But I'm reading it because out of 41 years of reading the Bible on a daily basis and praying along with reading the Bible, and praying and reading the Bible for over 33 years with my family, no doubt we have read the Psalms more times than any other book, and I would have to say the Psalms and Proverbs. And I'll be adding a reading through Proverbs here soon as well, because those two books, there's no doubt about it, and I believe that most people who have done devotions down through the years would say those two books fit devotional time probably better than any other books. Of course, all of the books of the Bible are important and should be read in devotions and otherwise. But these two books fit the thing called devotional time, I think, better than any other book. So if no matter what else we read, because as you know, we read Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6 every day as well. But no matter what other Bible reading program we were on, Psalms and Proverbs, we read probably every year all the way through. At least once, sometimes twice. God has given me the liberty to read through Charles Haddon Spurgeon's life's work, The Treasury of David. And I like the title of the book as well. Psalm 1:4 says, "The ungodly are not so." Pardon me. "But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." We have now come to the second head of the psalm, Spurgeon says. In this verse, the contrast of the ill estate of the wicked is employed to heighten the coloring of that fair and pleasant picture which precedes it. The more forcible translation of the Vulgate and of the Septuagint version is "not so the ungodly, not so." And we are hereby to understand that whatever good thing is said of the righteous is not true in the case of the ungodly. Oh, how terrible is it to have a double negative put upon the promises. And yet this is just the condition of the ungodly. Mark the use of the term ungodly. For as we have seen in the opening of the psalm, these are the beginners in evil and are the least offensive of sinners. Oh, if such is the sad state of those who quietly continue in their morality and neglect their God, what must be the condition of open sinners and shameless infidels? The first sentence is a negative description of the ungodly, and the second is the positive picture. Here is their character. They are like the chaff. They are like chaff, intrinsically worthless, dead, unserviceable, without substance, and easily carried away. Mark their doom. The wind driveth away. Death shall hurry them with its terrible blast into the fire in which they shall be utterly consumed. The ungodly. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help none of us to be like the ungodly, but to be like the other person who loved your law and who loved your word and who chose to obey it and was blessed. Help us to be that way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as he did, here is how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.